February 7th. It's not easy to be in love. Hung out with Band Boy today. He's still in heaven because of the record deal they got last week in Montreal. I just think it seems impossibly far away. We sat on the bridge by the river and talked last night. It's been bothering him to leave me behind, and of course it's bothering me to see him go. It feels like we just found each other, and that it's far too soon to be saying goodbye to one another. One thing is clear, though. He cares about me a lot, and I care about him. What we have together seems incredibly real. I know that makes me sound like a silly romantic, but we never run out of things to talk about, and we never get tired of each other's company. Band Boy kept asking me over and over again yesterday if I'd go to Montreal with them. For a second, I'll admit it, I was totally there. I was on the road, bags packed, camera in my hands, and just taking off, leaving it all behind to rot, instead of sticking to my plan. I think Dad and Parma would be the only ones who would miss me, honestly. Oh, and of course, Neighbor Boy. Great. The flip side of this is that no one actually knows I'm seeing someone, except Parma. I haven't told Dad about Band Boy, and definitely not Momzilla. They'd flip out. "No daughter of mine is dating a musician," they'd say. As cool as Dad is, I know he'd be horribly disappointed. Mom would probably disown me, though. Lots of laughter. I know I have to figure out how to tell them about Band Boy, though, because, as of our talk yesterday, this is very real. He told me he loved me. I love him, too. It felt like the most natural thing in the world to hear each other say that. He's not upset that I'm not going with him yet, because he knows I have to figure some things out. Meanwhile, G has his relationship status on Facebook fraudulently listed as "It's complicated." Whatever.